It's time for a weekly visit with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader as we take a look at this weekend's cultural and arts offerings. Rich, this weekend, UK Opera kicks off their season with Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, this is the third year in a row that the University of Kentucky Opera Theater has presented a musical to kick off its season in the fall at the Lexington Opera House. The last 2 years were really big blockbusters, Phantom of the Opera and Les Miserables, which both, you know, sold out many shows and had many performances, and you know, Phantom set attendance records at the Lexington Opera House, and Les Mis wasn't far behind. And the directors at UK Opera Theatre, Everett McCorvey and his crew, found they've really seen a benefit in doing musicals, that, you know, when the singers are doing musicals, they require of them sort of a different skill set than opera. You know, there's more literal acting. They're working on English language works and really connecting with the material, and it's sort of sharpening their skills as actors and performers, and then they bring those back to opera when they go back to performing classical opera pieces. So it's something they want to keep doing because they feel like it benefits the performers. It's benefiting the company because a lot of people want to see these shows. And you know, it's really benefiting the audiences that are getting to see a lot of these real legit musicals, which by legit they mean, you know, it really requires a trained voice to carry them across, to be out there. And ultimately it makes the students, you know, we are talking about students here, more marketable when they graduate and go out into the musical workforce and try to get jobs.
Did you say that they'll just kick off the season with the musical and then move on to the operas, or will they do another, or do you know?
Their next show is in the winter, and it's Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman. So they go back to traditional opera with that, and that's what they've been doing the past few years. And, you know, ideally they say, you know, if, you know, from this experience, hopefully they bring a little bit more life and vibrance to their operatic performances. You know, we talk about that there's a difference between musical and opera, that often, you know, musicals are associated with the triple threat, and operas are associated with park and bark, which means, you know, the singer stands there and sings their great aria, and, you know, so they want to infuse a little bit more triple threat into opera.
Really interesting story this week is about a woman who works for Kentucky State Government venturing into young adult literature. Tell us about that.
This is Gwenda Bond, who is the spokeswoman for the State Cabinet of Health and Family Services, but she is also a young adult author, and she has a new book out that has been a big hit. It's an e-book, bypassing books like Fault of Our Stars and If I Stay, and, you know, some other novels that, you know, are very recognizable as books and movies. This is Girl on a Wire, which is set in a circus and with a very self-confident heroine that has been really capturing readers. And the hardcover edition is coming out this month with a book launch party at the Morris Bookshop on Saturday. And Gwenda's career is really taking off. She's keeping her day job, but this novel has been very successful. And she has another novel that Marvel asked her to do, which is sort of a backstory of Lois Lane and how she went from being an army brat to settling in Metropolis and ultimately meeting Superman. So that's coming out in the spring. So just a really interesting story of it's sort of an unsuspected moonlighting job for a state government employee.
My first thought when you say that she works with children and families is I'm wondering if she's taking any of that to put into her book.
You know, I don't know. You would suspect that you probably hear stories and, you know, they do say write what you know. I really am not sure, but it's an interesting perspective to have as a novelist.
Finally, tell us about Interstruct from the Lexington Art League.
Yeah, this is a interesting exhibit. The Lexington Art League has just been really, the last few years, trying to create new and interesting and innovative exhibits. And this one is an exhibit, and it's a several location exhibit of art in non-art spaces is how they describe it. And the initial one is by a group called Expanded Draft, which is a collective of artists from the United States and Ireland. And they are working in Pope Villa, which was a Latrobe designed residence for a Kentucky U.S. senator. And Latrobe was the architect of the United States Capitol building, but it's really fallen into disrepair. If you walk through it, it's it looks like it would take a lot of work to get it back up to code, so to speak. But they have gone in there and created numerous installation pieces that kind of speak to the history and the architecture of the building. So that opens on Friday, and really should be an interesting exhibit to see how they've reacted to the space.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald-Leader, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.